Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman, and I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about getting your products sold at Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, the reason I decided to create this particular segment is because I teach thousands of product companies across the country on the subject of selling to retailers, and people always ask me about Bed Bath & Beyond. They want to know some tricks and strategies and so forth. And so I teach this stuff in my Retail MBA program, but today I want to talk about some things to think about when approaching a retailer such as Bed Bath & Beyond. So let's talk about Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, I love that retailer, and the reason I love that retailer is because they're really inventor-friendly. They have so many new, innovative products that are constantly, you know, they're putting in their stores. And if you ever walk through a Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll see all this new, interesting stuff that's coming out. And Bed Bath & Beyond has done a really good job at supporting that new, innovative product. So, you know, if you do have a product like that that's new, interesting, different, Bed Bath & Beyond is an awesome place to explore. Plus, it's a great place to sell gift items. They have lots of really cool gift products. So, you know, it's not just, you know, bed and bathing and so forth. It's really like gift, cool, interesting, fun stuff. And so, you know, if you have any sort of product, you know, they even sell consumer electronics, everything under the sun they sell at Bed Bath & Beyond. So I really like that for, you know, the innovative company. And that's, you know, essentially who I, a lot of the people that I work with. So one thing to think about Bed Bath & Beyond is that they have something a little bit more interesting than some other retailers, especially for a company who's kind of just starting out or an innovative company or someone who has an interesting product. What they do is, and you'll see this if you walk into their stores, you'll see at the front counter area that they have always new, really interesting products on the counter area that they're constantly like showing in such a way that, you know, the products sell a lot because it's right at the counter. People just have a bunch of stuff that they're about to buy. And then, you know, on the counter, there's all these like little interesting things that you can purchase that are supportive, that are interesting to, you know, to the customers at that store. And so the thing about that is that means that, you know, these products at the front of the store, we call them front end products or impulse buys. And there's actually a buyer who buys specifically products that are front-end products or impulse buy products. And so the idea behind Bed Bath Beyond and sharing that with you is that if you have an interesting product that's small, that can fit around a counter area, you might have to have a little display case to fit, you know, the small products in that store. But if you have a product that would fit really good around the counter area, that's new, interesting, and innovative, and, you know, potentially has like a display and so forth to be able to have a bunch of your products within, you know, on the counter there, a countertop display, then you should absolutely consider reaching out to the front-end buyer at Bed Bath & Beyond. So yes, there is one buyer who actually just spies for that specific area of the store. It's called a front-end buyer. So my suggestion to you is if you have a small product that's innovative and interesting, definitely explore reaching out to a retailer such as Bed Bath & Beyond because they are kind of set up that way, and it's great for those of you who have cool, interesting, new, small, innovative products. They obviously sell lots of other stuff, and there's so many things I could share with you about selling to Bed Bath & Beyond, but most people don't know that about the front-end buyer and so forth and the ability to sell products around the counter area. And those products sell in volume, so it could be very interesting for your business. Anyways, if you'd like to learn more about exact steps from start to finish on how to get your products into retailers such as Bed Bath & Beyond, please take a look at my Retail MBA program. There's a link below. Actually, it's a full training course that explains how to get your products into Bed Bath & Beyond and so forth. So please take a look at that. It could really support you. Regardless, I hope this helped you. I hope you found value in this. And please be on the lookout for additional training videos that I've created on different retailers and how to get those products into the different stores, and, you know, some nuggets of information to support you. Again, it's Karen Waxman with Retail MBA, and I hope this helps. Thanks so much.